What's up, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Glow Podcast, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and so much more. My name is Mariana, and I am here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting doubts so that you can glow in all aspects of your life. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, my beautiful friends? Welcome to another episode of the Glow Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you're all having a beautiful week so far. I'm back with another episode, and I know that in the last episode I said that I want to make my episodes regular again, which was true. I definitely want them to be regular, and I want to upload every week, and I feel like now I'm in a position to do it. And well, I also said that last week, but I just kind of want to apologize to you guys, because I honestly, that's what I want to talk about in this episode, kind of another update. I kind of haven't been feeling my best every day. Like, it's definitely better than it was like in the past few months, obviously, but still I'm not like back to my regular, like, really positive, happy Mari self. And it's really challenging for me to record podcasts when I'm in this mindset, in this sort of like really feeling down. And I don't want to, you know, podcast for me is like, I always have a meditation before, and I'm trying to channel like inspiration and really like help you guys, you know, and maybe make you realize some stuff. And when I'm feeling down myself, it kind of like defeats the purpose, because I feel like then I'm not, you know, like giving you what I want this podcast to be about. I hope that makes sense. But I kind of want to like talk about that a little bit, because I feel like a lot of you follow me for like the positivity and stuff. And I think it's important to share with you guys also that, yeah, right now my days are better than they have been in the past few months, but still I have many moments when I feel really down, and I want to share with you what I do in those situations. And it's closely related to my work right now. And that's the thing, like, you guys keep asking me like, oh, do like an episode about I'm not gonna mention the name of, I'm pretty sure you guys all know what my job is right now. I'm not gonna mention the name because of my contract, and also yeah, there's just so many things I cannot share with you guys, which is just so painful for me. And that's also why I didn't record podcasts, because, you know, like, I want to be like 100% authentic with you, and I just can't share many things, you know. But I'm gonna try to do it in a way that like resonates with me, and also share with you as much as possible. So as you know, like, I have a job now that's a pretty important job that requires me to have a contract with a specific organization. And with saying that, I just want to say at the beginning that in no way I want this episode to be like a bashing of that organization. I'm so grateful for all of the opportunities that I'm getting, and yeah, like, that's amazing. Like, you know, what I have experienced in the past few months, like, that would normally take years, you know. Like, it's really jam-packed with activities, and that's amazing, and I'm really, really grateful for that, and also for the owner. And yeah, I just want to say a little disclaimer at the beginning. However, there are also parts of it, as you can imagine, that very much don't work for me. And I'm trying to think how I'm going to say this without breaking any of the rules. Well, I'm just going to just talk about my process. You know, when I joined this, the reason I joined, I, at this point, I really hope we all know what I'm talking about. But the reason I joined this job was because I really felt like I have something to say, something to share, and I want to share it with as many people as possible. And I really felt like this is an amazing platform to reach more people and to, yeah, to help more. And I really had that vision for why I wanted to come. And also, obviously, I've followed this sort of job for many years, and it was a dream, like a childhood dream of mine, to join a competition like this. And but the main reason was that I wanted to reach more people, and I thought that, you know, it would be nice to have someone like me in this industry, in the modeling industry, just so, You know, because I think differently, I think, or I think differently because I, you know, I'm vegan and I kind of like, I'm a justice warrior and I'm very much grounded in myself and my values and I kind of don't go over that. And that's not so common in this industry and girls aren't really listened to. And so I felt like it was important for me to go there and I would be like a breath of fresh air in this sort of world. And so that's why it was really important for me to do it, because I felt just like a calling from my inner self to do it and that it would help many people. And that was great, but at the same time, everything started happening with Axel. And I was just not myself at all. And I was not my vibrant, happy self. And in October, when this whole competition began, I was really down, obviously. You guys can imagine, like, I was really stressing about Axel. And looking back, I don't think I would have joined the competition. It just wasn't right. It was too stressful for me to do both things, you know, like, be with Axel and do this, because both things were incredibly stressful on their own, but together that was, like, a insane thing that I did to myself. And honestly, like, I am so surprised that I managed to do that, but yeah, it's just, as you can imagine, was really stressful. And I think many people who met me in this time in October, or when this whole thing started, I think they expected, or I don't think, obviously they expected, like, this happy, positive Mari that they, you know, listened to in the podcast and saw on YouTube. But that just wasn't me at that time, and a lot of people judged me a lot for that, and that kind of carried on. And I'm not saying this from, like, a victim mindset. I'm just trying to explain to you guys my whole experience, and this is just the beginning that ties into it. And I remember being at, like, the semifinal, and that was just one of the worst times for me. I literally had to pinch myself every 2 minutes to not start crying, and I was on my phone a lot because I was communicating with Axel, who was not communicating with me a lot at all, but his brother was. He was in the intensive care unit, and I was just like, I was such a mess. Honestly, looking back, I am so impressed that I managed to go through those two days of the semifinal without, like, passing out of anxiety, because that's what I was experiencing. But I was trying my best, and I wasn't, like, very open. I wasn't talkative. And I feel like, you know, it's hard for people to understand if you haven't been in the situation, but kind of, you can kind of sense that a situation like this would be challenging. And I just know that, like, many people in this day were like, oh, you don't talk to anyone, you're always on your phone, you're so arrogant. With me on my phone, because I was freaking crying from my boyfriend, literally, he was, like, dying at that point, you know? And, like, so many people judged me, yeah, from then on, and that just kind of, like, stuck, and I just felt, like, this really negative energy most of the time, but it was really just a misunderstanding. So they thought I was arrogant because I was, like, closed and, like, pretty sad, and I was just hurt because they were gossiping about me, like, big time. And not only the girls, but also the organization, like, many people in the organization. And that just created, like, such negative relationships from me to them and from them to me. But now, looking back, and last week we had a opportunity to talk it through, which helped so much. I mean, it was long overdue. It was literally 8 months later that we're talking about our feelings, and we saw that it was just a big misunderstanding. It was really just people couldn't understand what I was going through because they themselves have not gone through that. And the empathy just wasn't there. And yeah, I don't really know why I'm sharing this. I'm just, you guys asked me about my experience there, and so I'm sharing the whole truth as much as I can. I mean, I'm not bashing anyone by saying this. It was just, like, a really big misunderstanding, but it created really anxiety for me in the sense that I did not want to be there, and I just didn't feel welcome. And it was really just, I wasn't okay in myself, and I was going through so much anxiety, and that was really happening until at least March, you know. And I went on social media and I would smile, and that was real. I wasn't like faking, you know, trying to be positive. I was really trying, and I was actively like seeking that happy self. It's just, it wasn't there the whole day. Like, there were glimpses of it, and that's when I would start recording like stories on Instagram and stuff. So don't think that I was like fake, that I was like crying behind scenes and then I would like come and smile. Like, it wasn't like that. I had good moments. The whole days weren't bad. Yeah, like I would never say, oh, like all of my day was bad. Like, no, I had bad moments and I had good moments, and that's when I recorded, when I had good moments. So you guys didn't actually really know what I was going through, or, you know, some of you did. If you've gone through it yourself, you could kind of relate. Yeah, but many people didn't, and they judged me, and they created stories about me that I was really arrogant, that I was fake, because like I smile on social media, but then I'm sad in real life. For me, that was absolutely ridiculous. But now, like, I'm trying to understand where these people were coming from. And that was just really hard for me, because imagine going to work. For me, what I'm doing, it's work. It's just a job. And imagine going to work and knowing that everybody there is gossiping about you. Like, what kind of feeling do you think that is? I had one really good friend, Zuzka. You guys know her from Instagram, and she's amazing. And she really helped me get through it, because she knew what it was like, because her family member also was going through something similar, and we could just kind of relate to each other. But then that made us together and not relating to other girls, and it was just it was not fun for me at all, and it was a lot of crying. And again, I don't want to say this from a victim mindset, because I understand why these girls were thinking that about me. I mean, I wasn't super open. I wasn't seeking friends. I was literally just trying to get through the day, and then I went home and I cried mostly. You know, so yes, I shouldn't have joined at this time, because I just wasn't myself. I mean, I'm really happy that it worked out, and I placed, and I'm going to Miss Grand, and I'm so excited about that, because now I feel like, you know, everything's okay with Axel. He's healthy, and I don't have that stress to worry about, and I can actually focus on myself and being the best version of myself, you know. But I'm not gonna lie to you that magically when he got released from the hospital, like with the snap of the fingers, everything is fine again, because it's not, you know. And PTSD is a real thing, and it's something that I'm experiencing. And like I mentioned in the past podcast, I think in the most recent one, you know, when I drive past the hospital, my palms start sweating, I start breathing really shallow, and that's PTSD, because that was just like really hard. And that's not something you can just turn off. It's something you can just embrace and be aware of and breathe through. And I just remind myself that I'm doing the best I can. Everything's okay. You know, affirmations help a lot in this sense. And I just breathe. And really, in my opinion, all you can do is just bring awareness to these situations and really create like a container around yourself for your emotions, and really just say, it's okay, it's okay. I'm okay, I'm safe. I'm safe, I'm safe. That has been my affirmation a lot. I'm safe, everything is okay, I'm divinely guided and protected, everything is unfolding perfectly for me. That helps me a lot. Also, what helps me is not checking my phone in the morning, right when I wake up. But you guys already know that. I think I recorded like a billion podcasts about why you shouldn't have your phone in the morning, at least in the first like 20 to 30 minutes. If you guys can, wake up, brush your teeth, drink your water, meditate for at least 5 minutes. Really, and meditation, I know it's scary for some of you, but really it's just closing your eyes and trying not to think about anything. And trying to tone down that stimulation that you have when you wake up. Then get dressed, then eat, and then check your phone. I mean, that would be the best. But yeah, that helps me a lot because, you know, oftentimes I would read like really negative comments or messages and, you know, from people who just didn't understand me at all. I mean, if you ask anyone who knows me, they would say I'm the most open, caring, loving person they've ever met. If you ask the people who are in this organization, well, now they probably will tell you something different because now I really have opened up and now we have created amazing relationships with each other. Really, like, our relationships in the past few weeks have changed so much. But if you asked them a few months ago, they would probably tell you that I'm arrogant and I keep to myself just because they didn't understand me. So, yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. My experience there was really challenging. And would I do it if I could go back in time? I mean, I would do it for the experience, but maybe not at this time. Because the time just, it wasn't right. And I, it was just too much for me. And they couldn't really get a chance to get to know me, you know, as a person. Because they put like a label on me right at the semifinal that's who I am. And they didn't really like try to get to know me or try to see the pain that I was going through. Yeah, and I'm still kind of working through that, and we were working through that quite a lot last week with the girls and with the organization, and we're just kind of getting to know each other, and there was like a lot of like aha moments for me and for them. They were like, aha, I didn't know that you thought this or that you felt like this, and it feels a lot better for me now, you know, because, yeah, everything is clearing up, and I've done so many radical forgiveness worksheets. I know I mentioned this on my podcast in the past, but if you have a trigger with someone, well, first of all, read the book Radical Forgiveness. Yeah? If I have anyone who's Czech here, the Czech name is Radikální odpuštění. Radical Forgiveness is honestly an amazing book. And it comes with a worksheet. Oh, and this isn't sponsored, obviously. It's just my genuine tip for you guys. It comes with a worksheet, and anytime someone makes you angry or triggers you, which is almost daily for most of us, isn't it? We're human and we interact with people, so of course we're gonna get triggered, and that's completely normal. And this worksheet helps you figure out why this person is triggering you, and it really helps. You go through like a series of questions and you like write out, it's like a journaling exercise, like journaling prompts. And you kind of realize why this person is triggering you, because every person is triggering something that happened in your childhood. So this questionnaire gives you an opportunity to look into that and see who could it be that this person is triggering from the childhood. Because most of our life experiences are made until we are like from newborn to 7 years old. And so it's triggering someone in that time who, in a sense, gave you like a trauma. And it can't, you know, sometimes we have a view of trauma that it has to be like a super big thing, like death in a family or a natural disaster. But you know, trauma for a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, is when the parents are fighting and they're yelling at each other. That's very traumatic for a little child. You know, so you have to think about trauma from the perspective of you as a little child, and try to explore that in that sense. And those worksheets helped me so much. Like, I've realized so much because there was particularly a few people who triggered me. And I've done these worksheets and they are so good. Really, they made me realize that they're actually triggering someone from my childhood who I was very scared of and I felt like I couldn't speak my truth in front of. And you know, it's so funny that it's like mirroring now when you're older, just because you haven't really explored that yet. And your body just, it's giving you literally situations that happened when you were little, just so you explore them again and then release them, and then they won't show up in your life again. You know, sometimes we have maybe you've experienced this in your life, that you have a situation or a person that just keeps coming back and you're like, ah, or like you're seeking relationships and you keep attracting the same type of partner, like the same partner who maybe cheats on you like over and over and maybe like 5 times already, and you're like, what the heck is going on? Why me? Why me? Going into the victim mindset. But actually, it's divine work, and actually it's there to serve a purpose, and it's to show you that there are still aspects that you need to look at. And honestly, when you look at it that way, isn't it beautiful? Like, that you always have the opportunity to clear out things from your past. And yeah, when you clear them out, they won't come again. Or they will come, but you will look at them differently and you will react to them differently. Like, when I had a talk with one of the people who triggered me and who I triggered, apparently, you know, I can't change her. And I can't, she doesn't want to do self-development, or maybe she wants to, I don't know, I don't want to make assumptions. But I cannot influence that, and the only thing I could do is speak my truth, speak what was going on for me, understand her pain, that she felt rejected from me when I wasn't talking to her. But what she does with that information is ultimately not up to me, and it the people pleaser in me is struggling with accepting that, because in the past I would do anything for people to like me, and I would really struggle when people didn't like me. And now I'm just like, hey, you know, like, take me as I am, or leave it, you know, like, I just like don't care in that sense anymore. I'm just trying to live authentically, and in the past few months it just wasn't authentic for me to be smiling all the time. And yes, I'm a good actress, but I'm not that good or I'm not gonna be acting in my real life, you know what I mean? So it was just authentic for me to just not smile. And if that was a problem for her, and if that's something she can't accept, then ultimately I cannot influence that, you know? So people pleasing. That was a good episode that I made a few episodes ago, or I'm actually not sure which episode that was, but yeah, I need to re-record a podcast about people pleasing, because that was something that was really influencing my life for so many years. I would honestly just make decisions based on how they would be received by other people, and I wasn't really ever thinking of myself and what I want to do. I was just going by what other people want me to do. And let me tell you, that's a really exhausting place to be. And it's much more beautiful to just live authentically. And yeah, I mean, there were so many situations. I mean, honestly, I want to tell you guys so much from the past few months, but I just can't. Ah. Or like, I don't want it to seem that I'm being negative, you know, because I am really grateful for this opportunity. And it's a great platform. And if that's a dream of yours, then definitely go for it and make your own opinion on this. You know, this is just my opinion. It's like challenging for me to share with you more. But yeah, something that relates to living authentically. You guys know that I'm vegan. And that was just, I don't want to say like an issue, because everyone was like, obviously okay with that. They didn't tell me to eat meat, but it was just not really comfortable in many situations, and in many situations there just wasn't food, and which I don't really care about, because I always bring my own food anyway. You guys know that I always have like 5 boxes of food for the day. But it was just kind of negative with people not understanding veganism, and you know, making like really negative remarks. And in this time, I've really practiced just being authentic and being grounded in myself and not being a people pleaser, because my past self would have been like, oh, yeah, and try to like tell them why I'm vegan and explain it and make them like me. But I was just like, hey, this is how it is. I don't eat meat. I don't eat eggs, I don't eat milk, and I'm not going to, even though there were many times when they were like, just eat it, nothing will happen to you, and I'm like, bleh, no thank you, you know. So just like staying grounded in that sense was also a big learning experience. And overall, it was a big learning experience for me, or still is. I learned so much about myself, and I'm so grateful for that, because I did so much self-development. But just slowly I'm getting back to my past self. And I just wanted to record this episode. I think this is going to be like the last like update episode, because there was just a lot of unanswered questions, and you guys keep messaging me on Instagram if I can make a podcast about the whole experience. So this is kind of it. This is my experience. And from now on, I'll try to make more educational podcasts. But I think it was also important for you guys to know what it kind of looked like for me in the past 3 months, and that not everything is as beautiful and glamorous as it looks on social media. Actually, almost nothing is as beautiful and glamorous, so let me tell you that. But yeah, but I was saying that I'm still happy that I did it, and it taught me a lot about myself. So I hope you don't mind that I talked. How long did I talk for? Oh my god, almost half an hour. But I think, yeah, let me know if it was important for you or interesting for you to know my experience. And also let me know what you would like to hear next. You guys, so many of you already messaged me tips, and I've been writing them down, and I can't wait to record those episodes for you. So yeah, that always helps me when you message me what you would like to hear. And yeah, that's it for today. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week, hopefully. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Glow Podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend that you think might benefit from listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.